Texas America, the oldest among Hancock's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Mark is in the process of doing a major, major series on the USS Liberty for that publication. That's one of the things we'll talk about this morning. You can also find his website at crescentandcross.com. And hopefully in coming Fridays, we're going to look back at some news stories and try to interpret what happened, as well as looking forward to some things that we think are going to happen. And, of course, that's a matter of prediction. That's an extremely precarious one. And yet, nonetheless, we're going to attempt to do it for you in some of the days and weeks ahead on Fridays as we look at what really matters as opposed to what corporate media says matters. Mark, how are you, sir?
Good. Mark?
Yes, how are you?
Okay, I'm here. Reporting for duty.
What's that?
Reporting for duty.
Yes, that's right. And I've been trying to cover a series of news stories in the first hour that deal with all kinds of things going on in the international scene. I was looking at Mr. Bush's remarks on Iran that he issued in Tip City, Ohio, right outside of Dayton a day or two ago. And then, among many other things, was looking at Iran Focus's piece reporting on the original Reuters story that John McCain was joking about bombing Iran in a very, very recent campaign appearance, where he was singing something to the effect of bomb, bomb, bomb Iran to the tune of a Beach Boys song. What do you think, Mark?
Well, this is what happens when you hire clowns to run the country. They're going to act like clowns, so we shouldn't be that surprised. This thin veneer of respectability that they try to wear at times is really only that, a thin veneer. And so, you know, the actions of Bush and company, and with that I don't just mean this Republican administration, but Congress as well, the actions that they have undertaken with regards to Iraq over the course of the last 4 years should tell us that we're dealing with some people who are, well, to put it in colloquial terms, pretty sick puppies. So, you know, we shouldn't be in the least bit surprised to hear them acting like these childish adolescents, in my opinion.
Well, exactly. And as I was saying to the listeners in the previous hour, the former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum, who at one level would vote for some things that we would like, presumably, Rick at the same time has some ideas about neocon foreign policy and Zionism that we don't support at all. But nonetheless, Santorum said something a while back that was absolutely revealing. This has been since losing his Senate seat last November, when he said that he would not support John McCain for the presidency of the United States if McCain actually got the Republican nomination. And I don't remember exactly the wording that Senator Santorum used, but it was very clear to any reasonable person who read his remarks that he thinks that John McCain is an unstable crackpot for all practical intents and purposes. And I think these most recent appearances where McCain is joking about launching a tactical nuclear strike on Iran is evidence of the fact that whatever else we might think, Rick Santorum is right on this one.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, anybody who has read anything about John McCain in his more private moments, he is unstable, just as you said. We should keep in mind he was a POW for quite a while, and I don't think anybody comes out of that without some type of some baggage. But, you know, Rick Santorum, I agree with you in terms, you know, there may be some things that he agrees with us on, but the bigger picture of the war and the influence of the neocons, I wouldn't take too much to what he says to heart.
Well, that's interesting because Santorum says that McCain is a nut, and yet Santorum on the Middle East seems to support much of the same stuff. That's the great irony here. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, and we've been kicking around a number of news stories that have applicability to your survivability and mine. For folks, we could be in the last days of the old republic. Many would say that the old republic is already irretrievably dead. That's a debatable point, but certainly when you look at what is going on in the world, it does not bode well for the temporal future. That we are seeing the kinds of things that we are seeing out of our national leadership and our culture. And I'll be saying and talking a little bit more about this with Mark this morning. Mark, I wanted to get into something as long as we're chatting about you and the American Free Press that I found to be most interesting reading and at the same time terrifying reading. That's in the April 16th edition of AFP, where you have a piece entitled Anti-Israel Rabbis Targeted by Terrorists. For those who don't read AFP, the American Free Press, unpack this story for us a little bit and give us a sense of some of the principles that are illustrated in this piece.
Well, the anti-Zionist rabbis, as they are known, Neturi Karta, and then that they're very well known not just in the United States but around the world for their outspoken opposition to Zionism and to the State of Israel. They are Orthodox rabbis. Their position is that Israel, as a secular state, is not supposed to be created, that the Jews are not supposed to return to Israel until the Messiah arrives, and that until that time, they're supposed to remain in the countries where they are. Now, personally, I have problems with these fellows because they still are followers of the Talmud. And anybody who studied the Talmud knows that it is a manual of racial hatred that has absolutely the worst things in the world to say about Jesus, about his Holy Mother, and about anybody who is a follower of Jesus. Nevertheless, you know, these fellows get out there and they protest against the state of Israel and whatnot. Now, among the Zionist Jews, whether they're Orthodox Jews or whether they're just plain old secular, you know, they obviously are not well pleased with these rabbis, and the rabbis have been targets of all kinds of threats, both overt and covert over the years, in particular some of these very militant Jewish groups such as the Jewish Defense Organization and the Jewish Defense League, both of which are well known for being involved in acts of violence. The Jewish Defense League was on, and I think it continues to be on the U.S. government list of top 10 terrorist organizations operating within the United States. The FBI has a very thick file on both these groups. They have been involved with burnings, bombings, shootings, a whole list of things that normally are only associated with Arabs and Middle Easterners. So I guess about a month ago, the synagogue, which also served as a home for one of these fellows up in a small town about half an hour outside of New York City called Monzi, was burned to the ground, and the authorities ruled that it was a suspicious fire, although they did not find any accelerants. As you'll see in the piece sitting in front of you from an American Free Press that I wrote on it, these various groups, these Jewish groups, the JDO and the JDL, were calling for their members and for World Jewry to target Neturi Karta and to go after them and to destroy them because they are considered to be Mosers. And in a Jewish culture, a Moser is a Jew who turns his back on his own. So nothing as of yet has been concretely ruled. Nobody has claimed any responsibility as of yet that I know of. But nevertheless, the authorities involved in this continue to maintain that it is a suspicious fire.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about as I was reading this piece is that you cite something called Operation Screwball. And when I first read that, I thought, you know, that ought to be the latest McCain-Bush production in the Middle East. But in this particular case, Operation Screwball is something that apparently emanates from a recent Jewish Defense Organization intelligence report. And according to Operation Screwball, John McCain notwithstanding, the names, addresses, phone numbers, and other pieces of personal information concerning many Neturi Karta members were published along with suggestions, quote-unquote, by the JDO headquarters as to what actions should be taken with them. Codenamed Operation Screwball, the JDO, which is the Jewish Defense Organization, has made it clear that their aim is to, quote, wreck and ruin these self-haters and Jewish traitors. Now, it's pretty clear, of course, that the immediate context of this is Neturi Karta, that they've been targeted. Are we to presume the strong likelihood that groups like the Jewish Defense League and the Jewish Defense Organization may have it in mind to target others that are involved in speaking out on the Zionist issue, who may in fact represent the Gentile community and other mainstream anti-Zionist, anti-neoconservative groups that are in the Gentile community? Can we expect that these kinds of tactics may be applied to some of us downstream?
Oh, absolutely. What we have to keep in mind is that, at least with regards to the JDL, okay, which is based primarily on the West Coast, where the JDO is based on the East Coast, Both of these groups are tied back to a fellow by the name of Meir Kahan. Now, Meir Kahan was a Jewish rabbi who was born in Brooklyn and formed these organizations, militant organizations. Initially, he formed them in response. It was an anti-black movement, and later it just became a movement that was centered with Jewish issues in general. Meir Kahan was convicted on several federal charges involving weapons and possession of explosives. He moved to Israel and became a member of the Knesset. His followers are very active in Israel, particularly in the West Bank. The entire West Bank settler movement, which is very well known for its violence, shooting children, beating up non-Jews in the area, very well known for their violence. They are all associated with one of these two groups, whether it's the JDL or the JDO. In Israel, the group is known as Koch, C-A-C-H. Absolutely, as I said, there's a well-documented list going back at least 30 years where these groups have been involved in firebombings, shootings. People have been beaten up. They operate in Europe as well. So this is the thing, is that they are an extremely dangerous group. And, when they start making threats, such as they did on this website involving Neturi Farcha, publishing personal information about these people, such as where they live and where they work and things like that, it should be taken seriously, because these folks, as opposed to groups such as the ADL, who simply limit their, their targeting of people to assassinating their character, or in other ways causing them to lose their job or something like that. These other groups are very militant. They don't simply resort to using words and legal tactics. They are, for the most part, thugs and gangsters. And so obviously, like I said, anybody who comes under their radar, you need to keep a close eye on them, because they are very dangerous, whether you are Jew or Gentile.
Well, as I was reading your article, I was struck by something. And that is that presumably in this country, most people would recognize that this torching of this Neturi Karta affiliated synagogue is a crime, without question, is a crime, should be seen as a crime. And there's a lot of concern, of course, about the extent to which the JDL and the JDO may have been involved in this. Certainly, they were involved in mounting a public targeted campaign against Neturi Karta. And then, of course, you end up with this suspicious fire at this synagogue in New York on March 31st. Suspicious is the term that the authorities have used in regard to this whole thing. That as you look at this, there is a strong suspicion, although it's not been proven yet, that these organizations were involved, and if they weren't involved, they may well have been involved to the extent that they inspired some criminally oriented person to act out on this. But aside from that, it seems to me that there's a very, very strong contradiction and irony here. That which we as Americans read about in this newspaper and say, boy, that's incredible that something like that's going on in this country. This is scary. Don't we have to connect the dots to what it is that we're supporting in the Middle East? In other words, you have connected the JDL and the JDO to this Koch movement in Israel with the Meir Kahan connection and link, and that the policies that Koch is carrying out, for example, on the West Bank, for all practical intents and purposes, have at least the unofficial support of the United States government, in my view.
Unofficial, yes, because, as I said, the State Department continues to classify these groups as being terrorist organizations. But nevertheless, they still get the money that they need for expanding these settlements. They still get the money they need for weapons and all the rest of it, sometimes legally, sometimes illegally, as in the case of Abramoff. Nevertheless, they get it either way.
Yes, and that what happened in New York is a regular staple of things in both Gaza and the West Bank. We'll be back This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio and RBN. Stay tuned for Mark Glenn of the American Free Press.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You can also find Mark's personal website at crescentandcross.com, either by typing that in and simply hitting enter, or you can go to my links page at markdankoff.com. Look for the logo of the Crescent and Cross in about the middle section of the links page. Click on that, and it will also take you there. Mark, there are so many things that we could be talking about today, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about, including all kinds of news stories that I scan and know that I have to go back and look with greater depth at the implications of the story as well as the content. And one of these involves something that's going on in Russia. I don't know how much you read about things Russian, but several of the listeners have been sending me information on what Zyopedia defines today as the U.S.-Israel oligarch plan to take out Putin. And in regard to this, the name of Boris Berezovsky keeps coming up, an Israeli citizen, formerly a Russian citizen, along with a couple of other guys, Mikhail Brudno and Vladimir Dubois, also Israeli citizens, and once major holders in Yukos, the Russian oil giant. Also present, supposedly at a meeting of these people on April 15th in Washington, was a personal representative of Vice President Cheney. That's according to what I'm reading here at Ziopedia. What do you make of this whole situation with Vladimir Putin and the spin that he gets in corporate media and the fact that there are some people that really want him out of his present position in Russia, and that so many of these names, especially Berezovsky's name, are so often associated with Israel and with the Israeli Mossad? What are we to make of this?
Well, keep in mind, about a week or so ago, there was a news story that came out of London, where Berezovsky resides at present, where he is talking about that he is fomenting a new Russian revolution. And he's very brazen about it. He comes out and admits that he is using his wealth and his influence to bring about, if necessary, a violent coup in the Kremlin to have Putin removed. Now, of course, you know, there are all kinds of other things that are relevant to this. Anybody who has studied anything involving the Russian Revolution that took place nearly a century ago knows that primarily it was a Jewish movement. You had Jews from the Lower East Side of Manhattan who had been funded by the banker Jacob Schiff, had been funded to go to Russia, change their names to something that was Russian-sounding, and to foment this revolution that took place. So we have to use this as the backdrop to this discussion, because when the Soviet Union, quote-unquote, fell, you had these gangsters, who many of whom had been in positions of influence in the government previously under the communist government. You had these gangsters moving in and taking control of Russia's state resources. We have to keep in mind that Russia has a lot of resources. In fact, she may have more natural resources than any other single political entity in the world. And so you had these Jewish, what we now call the oligarchs, moving in and taking control of these Russian state-owned resources for themselves and siphoning the wealth of the Russian state off primarily for themselves. Now, when Putin came to power, one of the things that he did was that he seized these companies, such as you mentioned, Yukos, and began funneling these profits back into the coffers of the Russian people. And a lot of these fellows were forced to flee Russia in order to avoid being prosecuted for various crimes. And most of them have been more or less living in exile, and not coincidentally in Israel, which has always been a haven for these gangster types whenever they need to find someplace safe. Now, what is going on is that Putin recognizes the threat that is posed to his country through this Zionist American British alliance. He recognizes that after the Muslim threat has been effectively dealt with, that Russia's head is the next one on the chopping block. The Zionists are terrified of the potential economic power that Russia possesses, because she has all of these natural resources. If Russia were ever able to come online economically in the world with her resources and, quite frankly, with her talent, you have people in that country who are yearning to be free. They want to be prosperous, and so they are willing to do whatever is necessary in order to secure that prosperity. And so you have this cabal between Israel and the United States operating in trying to suppress Russia and to keep her from being able to effectively challenge this Zionist agenda that is global in its outreach. So the idea that they would be targeting Putin in such a way should not surprise anyone. These people are bristling under the fact that they lost billions of dollars, the fact that they are forced to that they were forced to flee, and also the bigger picture, as I mentioned, is that they see Russia as being an effective counter measure against their overall agenda. Let's not forget that Russia has a modern military and has thousands of nuclear weapons. She cannot be pushed around the way that these less powerful countries can be.
Let's pick it up with that when we come back, Mark. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Lend of the American Free Press. You can also find Mark's website at crescentandcross.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Mark also has his own personal website at crescentandcross.com. You will not be disappointed looking at that site. It will connect you to all kinds of news articles that will keep you and me informed in the days ahead. Before the break, Mark and I were talking about this business of Vladimir Putin and the fact that Russian tycoon Boris Berezovsky, among others, has indicated that they want to overthrow Putin. Berezovsky, by the way, has been very, very open about this. The British Guardian really had an amazing story quite recently where Boris Berezovsky really laid it bare in regard to the fact that he and certain other unnamed people in Britain are working to overthrow Putin. Berezovsky claims that he has forged close contacts, quote-unquote, with many members of Russia's ruling elite. Most interestingly enough, while this has been printed in the British Guardian, it is the Kavkaz Center, based in Chechnya, which has picked up on this story. You can find that Chechenian website at kavkazcenter.com, kavkazcenter.com. It is a fascinating website which provides a Chechenian worldview of not only Russia, but of other things related to Palestine and Zionism and American foreign policy in the Middle East that are not slants that we're going to get clearly from corporate media in this country. That's kavkazcenter.com. There is a story posted there, originally found in the British Guardian, entitled Berezovsky Threatening to Overthrow Putin. Mark, as we talk about this whole thing, Vladimir Putin is not someone that I know, obviously. I do not speak the Russian language. What I know of Putin is what I see on television and what I read in a variety of journals, but quite clearly, this is, whatever you think of him, pro or con, he is a very, very intelligent man, a very, very shrewd man. Now, if he is shrewd enough to figure out, as he obviously has, that Berezovsky's plot against him is a part of a larger picture that, in your view, involves America and Britain and Israel, and that there is a Jewish component to this plot, if Putin has figured out all of this, are we to presume that he is putting his ducks in a row in regard to making life as difficult for the United States as possible in the Middle East and elsewhere as he can, given the fact that we have kind of thrown down the gauntlet here, at least through this asset that we apparently have a friendly relationship with, Mr. Berezovsky?
Well, yeah, one of the things we have to keep in mind, too, is that, you know, Putin, he is thinking about what is in the best interest of his nation. They have already gone through this one time before under Lenin and the communists. They understand what happens when these sick individuals get into positions of power. And so he's thinking of what's in the best interest of his country, and it's already been demonstrated that the United States and Israel, and they are working in conjunction with each other, that the rule of law, whether it's international or whether it applies to their own separate spheres, means nothing to them. When they have decided that they're going to embark on a particular course of action, they're going to do it, no matter how immoral or bloody or inhuman or anything, they are going to do it. So Putin, just like the president of Iran and many other world leaders, let's keep that in mind. It's not just a handful of men. The entire world at this point recognizes that there is a fox in the hen house and that they have got to take steps in order to protect themselves lest they wind up like Iraq and Afghanistan. So Putin, he's playing his cards very well. He's being very subtle, and sometimes he's being as subtle as a ball-peen hammer. He has forged a relationship with Iran. He is letting what generally were cold relations between Russia and China to thaw, and they are beginning to cooperate more and more economically and militarily. And in his recent trips to the Middle East, he has spoken out in favor of the Palestinians and of their right of having their own country. And at one point, even he offered to sell the Palestinian Authority Russian-made arms, which caused me to leap up and down for joy. Just the thought of those kids not having to throw rocks anymore in order to defend their homes. So. He is, as you said, Mark, he's a very shrewd man. He recognizes that it's like Al Capone used to say. He said that you could get further with a kind word and a gun than you could with just a kind word. And so Putin knows that he has got to protect his nation, and I think that we have to view everything that he does in light of that.
Do you think that the public Russian involvement in helping Iran with the construction of this nuclear power plant in Bushehr is an example, not simply the fact that there's obviously an economic arrangement there, is part of a larger Russian plan to counter the kind of thing that we're talking about here?
My personal gut feeling tells me that this plan with Iran and Russia and China, by the way, was hatched a long, long time ago. I mean, we have to keep in mind that every intelligence service in the world understands what the Zionists have been after now for the last century. Okay, and when Bush the Elder went to war in Iraq over a decade ago, the various powers that be around the world said, okay, they're on the move now. I mean, we have to keep in mind that if Israel could have had the United States fighting her wars for her 50 years ago, she would have done it. It's just taken this long for them to be able to corrupt our political system to the point where they were able to get away with it. And so this cooperative plan between Russia, China, in Iran, I think that this was hatched a long time ago. And I really, what my gut tells me is that they are actually drawing the United States and the Israelis into a trap of sorts. And they're using Iran as the bait. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about a military trap, although that is a possibility. But you can imagine what kind of prestige it would bring to Russia and China and Iran and other countries if they were able to force the Americans and the Israelis to back down, whether it is through a nuclear-armed Iran or whether it's economically, because we know that the bulk of the United States debt is owned by foreign countries, and in particular China. China holds the bulk of our dollars, and if she ever began dumping these dollars on the market, she could cause our economy to crash overnight. And so this is one of the guns that they are able to level against the United States, which is that if you endanger our business interests with Iran, we are going to cause your economy to go into the tank. And so you can imagine what kind of prestige, as I said, these nations would be able to have. And remember, now, China is an emerging economy. You know, she also has big designs, particularly in her region of the world. The prestige that they would be able to accrue politically by forcing the United States and Israel to back down from an attack on Iran, you cannot put a value on something like that. That is what I see is taking place here.
Well, let's take a look then at Mr. Ahmadinejad for a minute. Like Putin, whatever one thinks of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, one way or the other, he is clearly a smart and cunning person who has a real sense of, for lack of a better term, street survival in the global community. Maybe that's a good way of putting it. And Ahmadinejad has, over the last few months and the last year or two, said a series of things that some people see as quite provocative, almost inviting the neocons behind the U.S. and Israeli foreign policies to attack him or to carry out their threat to attack Iran. Now, because this man is a very intelligent person, whatever we think of him one way or the other, how are we to read his very open rhetorical resistance to the American and Israeli rhetorical battle being waged against him?
Well, yeah, this is what I mean. He is way too confident, way too cocky for a guy who doesn't have a gun under his coat, you see. He has got an ace up his sleeve, in my opinion. I mean, let's face it, he's living right next to Iraq. He sees what has happened there. He knows the United States, with the push of a button, could reduce his country to a parking lot, and he knows that the United States is willing to do it. that the United States cannot be negotiated with in good faith anymore, that that she is just like a loose cannon. And so he recognizes all of this. So for any man as well-educated as he is, and he is very well-educated, but keep in mind that he was a college professor for many years, for any man to be acting in such a brash way, you have to ask yourself, all right, what does he know that the rest of us do not? You know, what, you know, he obviously has a gun hidden away somewhere. And in my opinion, he is planning to pull it out at the opportune time so as to gain the most political advantage out of it. So, you know, we have to keep this in mind. You know, Iran, for as much as we are given a certain image of what it is supposed to represent, it's not a backwards country. You know, they are a very old civilization. They've been around a heck of a lot longer than the United States. And these people are not stupid. So we have to keep that in mind, and particularly when we're dealing with friends and relatives, whatnot, who may be, you know, acting as cheerleaders for the neocon agenda in calling for Iran to be bombed. You know, these people have to be told, listen, you know, Iran is not Iraq, okay? It's not the same situation, and, you know, it's very easy for anybody to be in support of doing something like that right now when they don't know what it is they're getting involved in.
Well, that is precisely what I have said to a series of my friends who don't agree with me in Middle Eastern policy, and we talk about this. I not only major on the moral elements in this, where I do not believe that American neoconservative foreign policy meets the Augustinian just war theory test. And I also look at this from the vantage point of what truly, truly is the interest of the people of this country. I don't think that their interests are well served by this whole situation that we've gotten ourselves involved with. But from a purely pragmatic, self-serving perspective as an American, I have a lot more respect for these people than the average American does, because I lived in that country 30-some-odd years ago for a series of summers. My dad was an advisor to their Air Force in the days of the Shah. I tried to stay abreast of different aspects of Persian culture and Persian history where I can get it in the English language. And as I read through this whole thing, I've tried to say to some of my American friends, this is not going to be the pushover that you think it is. And if Kenneth Edelman was proven wrong in saying that the Iraq war was going to be a cakewalk, Bush and McCain and these other people that are intimating that we could just punch out Iran with no problem should have another think coming.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that we have to keep in mind, Mark, is that, you know, if a few guys like you and I can figure this out, okay, then certainly the people who are in these positions of power can figure it out as well. So the question has to be asked, you know, what is it that is leading these men to act so irrationally? It cannot simply be just a case of arrogance. If we're getting our rear ends handed to us in Iraq, and that certainly is the case, then how can these guys think for a moment that we are going to be able to pack up when our troops are already exhausted, some of them are going on their third, fourth tours? How can we think for a second that we're going to be able to pack up and engage in fighting a country that is twice the size of Iraq, population-wise, and that has not been subject to sanctions for the last 15 years the way that Iraq has, that has a much more efficient and competent military than Iraq had by the time we went in 4 years ago. So, you know, at this point, the only thing that you're left to conclude is that you're dealing with a group of people when you're dealing with this administration who are completely irrational. And at this point, you have to ask yourself, all right, is this irrationality simply the product of hubris on their part, or is there something more insidious involved in it? And I tend to think it's B rather than A. And in my opinion, I think that the United States is being blackmailed by the Israelis. I think that you know, with what I have come to learn over the course of the last few years involving the Israelis and their willingness to strike a nation with nuclear weapons if that nation is not cooperative with their aims. I think that this is one of the weapons that is being used in order to back Bush into a corner so that he is willing to carry these things out. What other explanation exists? Okay, it can't simply be the fact that one man has lost his mind. The entire administration and the Congress have lost their minds as well. For as much as they may talk about the passing resolutions that would require Bush to give a time frame for a pullout on Iraq or whatever, it's just talk. I mean, every one of these guys knows that they have to bow down before before the Israeli state if they want to hold the job. And, you know, this is not looking good. Having done these interviews with the various fellows of Liberty, I can tell you unequivocally that what we're dealing with here is a very dangerous state when we're talking about Israel, who would be willing to attack the United States again in order to achieve her aims.
We'll take up that theme when we come back, Mark. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You can find Mark's own website at crescentandcross.com. You will not be disappointed in the politics and news reports and theology that comes forth on that page. It really is quite a news item, which is why in recent months I have now posted it on my links page, because I look at it all the time. You can have the same privilege by going directly to crescentandcross.com. We will have a series of frequent commercial interruptions in the next 5-10 minutes or so, and then there will be a time for a more extended conversation again with Mark Glenn. I wanted to mention at this time that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at www.republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. Through those same contact points, you can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. That can be yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And through the Republic Broadcasting website at republicbroadcasting.org, you can follow and get more information on the upcoming Truck Out Rally. My old friend Frosty Wooldridge was on the show this week talking to me about what's going to be going on with this, where in all 48 continental U.S. states, the state legislature capitol buildings will be circled and shut down bumper to bumper, three trucks wide, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at And we can find information on this not simply at republicbroadcasting.org, but you can go directly to Frosty Wooldridge's site, which is saveamericafund.com, and find what you need in regard to supporting this truck out rally. Wanda Piotti of Los Angeles is also involved in what Frosty is doing, and as I understand it, throughout this coming week, she will drop in randomly on some of our different shows here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, to give us on the spot, on the minute coverage as to what's happening with this on our nation's highways, in all 48 of the continental U.S. state legislature capitol buildings, as well as in Washington, D.C. So watch this, folks, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, the Truckers Truck Out Rally. You can find more information at republicbroadcasting.org or by going to Frosty Wooldridge's and Wanda Piotti's site, which is at saveamericafund.com. Mark, I think we're probably going to break away for another commercial interruption here in just a second, but we need at some point in the broadcast to start talking about your coverage of this USS Liberty situation, and I think you alluded to it just before the break, that in fact what we are now speaking of in terms of what could be driving an Israeli blackmail of the United States in regard to the U.S. carrying out Israel's wishes in foreign policy could be related to the threat to do something. And when we think of the threat to do something, we can go back 40 years ago to the USS Liberty incident and see concrete evidence of where Israel deliberately attacked a vessel of the United States. And when we return, I'll have Mark Glenn pick it up from there. This is Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Glenn of the American Free Press. You can also find his site at crescentandcross.com. Stay tuned.